With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Bahrain has accused Iran of striking a desalination plant as the war expands throughout the region. Iranian president said that his country is responding to pressure with stronger attacks, and he threatened more strikes on American targets in the Middle East. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire cautions the U.S. to approach the conflict with Iran with utmost caution.
This is a very difficult time for President Trump, and one where the American people, the Iranian people, are celebrating the death of the Ayatollah. That was a massive strike and a massive outcome here. The politics of this, though, sits between what Americans would fear is a never-ending war, regime change, and the escalatory posture of the United States. Those are three very difficult places.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. On Capitol Hill this past week, both the House and Senate rejected a war powers resolution that would have required President Trump to get military authorization from Congress. Democratic Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania voted in favor of continued U.S. military action against Iran.
Senator Fetterman, along with Republicans, blocked efforts to end U.S. strikes on Iran. He also supports the targeting of Iranian leadership, including Ayatollah Khomeini. In an exchange with a reporter, Fetterman emphasized his pro-Israel stance, support for eliminating Iranian leadership, and criticized perceived hypocrisy from media outlets covering Iran.
That report from correspondent Bernie Bennett. Prices at the gas pump have jumped more than 40 cents a gallon since the start of the war against Iran last weekend. Major combat operations have resulted in spiking oil prices, and AAA says a gallon of regular gasoline rose to $3.41 yesterday. Diesel fuel also much higher over the past week. SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports that a lot of kids are on TikTok.
A new report from the Pew Research Center finds that nearly 70% of adolescents ages 13 to 17 use the social media platform, and about one in five American teens say they are on it constantly. Child protection advocates say that's a big problem, accusing TikTok of allowing content that sexualizes minors and could lead them to be sex trafficked. A number of states have been investigating the platform over possible harm to kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
A man who repeatedly drove his car into the Chabad-Lubavitch World Headquarters in New York City earlier this year has pleaded not guilty to federal charges of intentionally damaging religious property. The man was arrested on hate crime charges, which damaged an entrance to the revered Jewish site but did not cause any injuries. The new federal case comes on top of other hate crime charges. This is SRN News. The FBI is investigating suspicious activities.
Those activities are on an internal system that the Bureau says contains sensitive information related to surveillance operations and investigations. The Bureau is working to determine the scope and impact of the problem. That's according to a notification sent to members of Congress that says the unnamed culprit is using sophisticated techniques to exploit FBI network security controls. The notification obtained Thursday by the Associated Press says that the FBI on February 17th began investigating abnormal log information related to a system on its network. Keith Peters, Washington.
A January 6th plaque honoring police officers is now on display at the U.S. Capitol after a three-year delay. The plaque was placed on the Senate side of the hallway because the Senate voted unanimously in January to install it. More details at srnnews.com.